Walk out with a handful of three or four gems from the CD store. Blow my paycheck, but I ain't blown away yet until I leave the door and repeat it all when I come back next week for more. I get home and I wrap the plastic with my MP3 plays battery flattening. Play them in the stereo for back to back and flick through the liner notes of every track to practice. I was actually left in rhapsodies from my rhapsodies. Tap repeat on the boom back with the fattest beats. Dreaming of being in the fine print of lineups, then a support actor headline and my mind spun. My idols once were dreamers and some believed them. Helped them in becoming teachers and public speakers. All told once they were underachievers, now fucking leaders who remain undefeated. And this is where it all begins. It goes round and it comes back again. For the kids to pick up with a bad pen, just like what happened then. With bad respect to the legends of the local scene, that took it from the street to radio and overseas, and gave us the foundation to grow and feed generations that won't to sow the seeds. This is history in the making, it's written in the pages, while listening to my favorite and biggest inspirations. Ever since that six was scribbled on the pavement, with Illy in my playlist, spitting was contagious. My advice, you can give or you can take it. At uni learning that the music industry is changing, and in amazement, sitting at the station and wishing for a minute I could kick it with the majors. Those I look up to are once in my position, listening to their influences right where I'm sitting. And it's in this very spot where rhymes are written that change the lives of guys like me. And I'll continue writing lyrics to carry on the life's tradition, with my mind racing at a million miles a minute. Recite the lines on stage with a mic, a spitting image of the guys I admire and tried to mimic. And this is where it all begins. It goes round and it comes back again. For the kids to pick up with the bat and pen, just like what happened then. With bad respect to the legends of the local scene, you took it from the street to radio and overseas, and gave us the foundation to grow and feed generations that won't sow the seeds. I knew what I wanted to do with my life when my mom played Eminem and introduced me to rhyme. Yeah, the hoods of B&E influenced my style and gave a creative outlet to an intuitive job. See, I was desperate to get involved in the scene, but scared that I wasn't ready to be told what it means. Everything was there, and now that I'm older, I see I already got my foot in the door with a hold on the beat. Dropped my demo CD in the 1-2 letterbox, hoping all my dreams would come true, fingers crossed. Recognition leaves some dudes better off. I'm still on the 680 bus route, penning songs, mastering the craft that's passed through generations. Blasted in cars and parks with dedication. Truth be told, it's not hard to resonate with someone else who speaks in the heart with pen and paper. And this is where it all begins.